Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Yes, you can. Let the truth be told, though the heavens may fall. Obama had a forged birth certificate.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Obama had a forged birth certificate, and the Constitution says in Article 1, Section 10, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. We're going to play a clip here pretty soon from Ed Brown, who called me today, and he knew that we were going to do a program focusing on him and his wife and Daniel Riley and Jason Gerhardt, four very patriotic, liberty-loving, freedom-loving, freedom-fighting individuals who stood up for what they thought was right in a standoff in New Hampshire. And every single day, they don't regret what they did. I can tell you that they believe what they did is right, and they understand what's going on in the world, and they've paid for it dearly. But our job is to remember them. Hebrews 13:3 says to remember our brothers in bonds, and Psalms 94:16 says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Proverbs 17:15 says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. So I'd like you guys to remember, as Ed Brown called me today, over 10 years in prison. He works every single day. He's trying to get a letter out to President Trump. The letter is intercepted by an organization called Novatex Government Solutions. The letter is opened and stopped in transit and sent back to Ed Brown. I've seen it. I've witnessed that, and Ed Brown has sent me proof of that. So whatever Ed Brown is trying to do, they don't want him to do it. And regardless if you agree with him, Ed Brown should have the right to have a voice in our society. Even Alex Jones, who's a Trump, me, buy my vitamins kind of guy, even Alex Jones has a right to have a voice in our society. But we're losing that, folks. We're losing the First Amendment. It's just a matter of time before we turn into the Gulag Archipelago. But without further ado, could we please play the 15-minute clip from Ed Brown, and let's give a voice to Ed Brown, who spent the last 10 years in prison.
This call is from
Edwin Brown,
an inmate at a federal prison. This call is being recorded and is subject to monitoring. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To decline this call, hang up.
Mr. Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning. I should have mentioned in my core links that those clips from Ron Paul are about 10 years old. I didn't mean to give you the impression.
That's okay.
Okay. But we are gonna highlight your case tonight on Resurrect the Republic Radio, and we're gonna do our best to make noise and shine light. If you have anything you want the public to hear, I know it's very short notice, but I could record it and put it out recorded on the program tonight.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. I filed a case within a court on the expatriation process that I'm working on. The information that we've gotten in actually reveals that the government has been conducting a confidence game on the American people for many decades. Actually, since the 1933 confiscation of all the gold. The case that I'm filing right now, it's just an inquiry at this time. It will be a quiet cam action, a quiet cam case, where I represent the Constitution, Common Law Republic, and I'm filing suit for myself and for the United States Republic against the Bar Association, who has been representing the United States of America Corporation and the USA Inc., which is the Vatican version of their control over the United States Corporation Inc. You know what I'm saying? What I'm filing right now is to clear up first before I do anything my political status within that corporation by expatriating from the corporation and going back to my state American national status of pre-1861 of the Civil War. Our problem is we assumed too much by allowing these people to do what they do and thinking that the courts were honest, legit, and that our government was still our government, when in fact it is not. We absolutely do not have a lawful standing government in Washington, D.C., any corporate state of the union, any city, town, county, or village within those states. Every corporation is all part of a...
Let's call it from a federal prison.
Coup d'etat, slow one, by the bankers, for sure, and of record, by the way, of the Crown Temple out of England, which pretty well controls it all. From what we can determine at this point here, the Crown Temple of the Bar Association, which is the franchisors of the Bar Association worldwide, pretty well represent the International Monetary Fund out of Switzerland, and of course for the World Bank and Basel. If we don't start filing suits now, we don't start expatriating now, we don't start making an uproar now, it's going to be over. I'll tell you right now, people have got to start moving and start paying attention. You yourself, Rudy, have told me that you now have become aware that we are a corporation. This country has become a corporation. It's true. In this country, these people in Washington, D.C. are going to say, well, you can't sue us because we have sovereign immunity. Well, I don't want to break their bubbles, but sovereign immunity is only for the government. They are not a lawful government. They are de facto. In fact, they are in there as a government, but they are a corporation for real. And the United States of America that sues us in court, the people who are the investors on that particular corporation, which are filed out of California, are the employees of the government, are paying and contributing into all the agencies and stuff, are the ones who provide the monies for that corporation. The USA Incorporated is the one from the Vatican. These people are all working together, hitting us from different sides at the same time to keep us off our feet. They're everywhere. And I don't want to break anybody's heart, but the Jesuits are up to their neck, and actually they're almost over their head in this. They control so much of this country in the Western world, it makes you sick. So, by going for the Bar Association, we're going to ask questions. We're not here to destroy, to injure, or embarrass anybody, not even the Jesuit. We're here to say, hey, guys, you're breaking the law. You've had your way. You've had your time and day. You've made lots of money, many millions and billions of dollars. It's time to stop. You've been murdering people, poisoning their food, poisoning their air, poisoning their land. We can't keep this up. So, as a non-citizen, a citizen is a subject slave. There's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. A sovereign is king. A subject and citizen is a slave. You can't be, it's axiomatic. Sovereign citizen? We made a lot of mistakes because we were ignorant and we're confused, but we're not losing, we're not anymore. So now we know what's going on, what to do, and how to do it. The only problem that we don't have is we don't have the support out in the world. I don't. I'm sure we have some. It was just nice and wonderful. We certainly appreciate it. But now is the time to move forward, and we don't see anybody out in the world hardly at all that's doing what needs to be done. Talk isn't going to get it done. You got to get in their faces with the law, with their law, our law, and get rid of all the old law like UCC. That's bogus. You know the courts of what? You walk into the courtroom, you're walking into three courts at the same time at every trial. An equity court, which is commercial court, and then if the judge goes out and comes back in again, he's going to come back in giving you an admiralty court, and if that doesn't work, he's going to come back in and give you a Talmudic priesthood court. That's a fact of record, too. We have all this information and much, much more. This cartel, we are fully aware of who they are now by name. That's why I've been trying to get a hold of the president all this time. The last 2 years since he was president-elect, and he got it, we've been trying to contact him, and I've been blocked. Every single piece of mail that goes out, all my emails that try to go out, either blocked or for some reason or other, things can't be done. Nobody's listening. I am a United States Constitution Ranger, commander, commander-in-chief from 1999 to 2003. If anybody has the right and the ability to do this, it is I. But I cannot do it alone. You want somebody that's going to get up there and get in their faces? I'm the one to do that. Congress accepted us again when we re-upped our organization in 1980, when Congressman Eldon Rudd helped us with another congressman out of New Mexico. And Congress accepted it, and we filed it in the Library of Congress under T, capital TX, lowercase u, 42-453. We are the organization. You had mentioned something about a American Marshals or something like that, Rudy?
Yes, yes.
What was that? Did you find out about that, what that was?
Can you help me understand the context again? What was the discussion about?
You said something about something came out of Anna von Reitz's material that there was an organization called the United Marshals or American or National Marshals Association, a group that was out there trying to do something. Under the common law, I guess. Maybe that wasn't you. I thought it was you. Maybe it wasn't me. Somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't have any idea what the heck was going on or what to do. We were at the cutting edge of this thing. A lot of your folks that are running, you can be good people here, like the guy that writes these books on from IRS stuff. They're good people. They mean well. But they don't have all the information. And if they do have the information, I'm sorry to say that they might not be willing to go out there and stand forward and face off the opposition. That's our job anyway. That isn't their job. As the Rangers were set up and designed for, to keep an eye on the form of government and report back to Congress from time to time. And if Congress didn't want to accept the Rangers, then we had to go to the people. And the people are being rather silent.
That's the problem. That's the problem, Mr. Brown.
Folks like myself are not silent. We can't be silent. We're obligated to get into their faces. That's why they put us in prison. For no law, no crimes, no victim. The only victim was my wife and I, Jason Gerhardt and Mr. Riley and a couple of the others. Okay, we're the only ones that suffered. We hurt nobody. They fired over 40 rounds at us one night. We never returned fire. We were gentlemen through a...
This call is from a federal prison.
I could have stopped them that night when they arrested us because I was tired. After all those months, I got my wife and I had enough. So I let it happen easily. So we accepted. But I never expected to throw us just flat out into prison and then go silent. Ron Paul needs to get involved again. He's not quite through with his job yet. I don't know who his son is, what his son is doing, what they're doing in Washington right now, but I've got to get to the president. This is a national security issue, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it looks like. Don't be disenchanted because I don't look the part or even sound the part. I have real information that's solid. I'm not a frivolous man, and I do not have frivolous information. We have top-of-the-heap information, cutting-edge information. We know what's wrong with America, where the sickness lies, who is calling it, who's causing it, how and why they're doing it. And it's time to bring this cartel back down a couple of notches, if not altogether right out of business.
Amen.
And there's no reason why not.
Amen.
Anyway,
I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna do my best, Mr. Brown, to give you a voice. I know they've tried to silence you for 10 years. I know there's gonna be some people that are gonna listen tonight that are not gonna be up to speed with your story, and I'm gonna advise them to write you a letter in prison to read the saga of Ed and Elaine Brown, which is posted on the website, and also you've put out several documents that we've posted over the past year or so, and I'm gonna recommend they read these documents.
I have a stack of information, of record, of hard evidence. I can't afford to send it out to you. It's just too much. Even if I send it out like that, half the time it won't even get out there, it won't even reach you.
Yeah.
So I start numbering my mail to see which pieces don't get out and why. That seems to work to some degree. But we have all, I repeat, all of the hard evidence that's necessary to stop these people. We just got to get it out somehow. The news media is not going to do it. You know that. The major news media that we have right now, and all we've got is our small pockets of good and honest news media, and it's killing us.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So So I need help with this case. That's one thing right then and there. We're getting very close to the end here. I'm very close to getting out, as a matter of fact, just by their own law that they have to allow. I am going under ecclesiastical law. I have left the entire United States corporate laws, statutes, codes. I don't deal with them. My only law is God's law or ecclesiastical law. That's how I approached the courts. And when I did that, every single judge in New Hampshire District Court recused themselves. No court can hear this case. That's a fact. No court, I repeat, can hear this case. Everybody pay attention. Out of nowhere, it came to me in the middle of the night how to do this, and I know how to do it, but I'm stuck here doing it by myself with no support to get out there and do paperwork and stuff that I need to get done when it needs to get done. So it's dragging. I started this thing in March, this case. And so far, they're backing away like crazy. They called an emergency, recused everybody, and brought another judge in from out of state, the same judge that put me in the prison for 444 months. Now, I want to go before this judge in particular, but he can't hear the case, and I can't go before a de facto court. No courts in America at this time are lawful in this country. Not a single one of them.
Amen.
Unless you file an Article 7 trial under the Constitution. And they have to hear it. If they don't hear it, they're conducting treason on the spot. They need to get fired. I need to get a hold of the provost marshal for the Coast Guard. All my mail going to him is blocked. I need someone to pick up the telephone and call up the provost marshal in D.C. or please call up any Coast Guard station where there's a commander and ask them what's the procedure to get to the provost marshal, because it's a national security issue and the commander of the United States Constitution Rangers is attempting to get a hold of him now. Time is wasting. We fear that something very serious is going to get done to a lot of people in this country in the not too distant future. Could be any day, any week, but soon. If they're going to have to make a move somehow on a very large scale. So before that happens, we want this cartel exposed to the Coast Guard and the Provost Marshal to do his job and keep an eye on that bar association. They are the minions behind and the operators behind in the courts everywhere, in Washington, D.C. court, in the Senate, and so on. We have 1 minute or less. Okay, but really, I mean in earnest now. I'm on the move. I can't wait any longer with this court case, and I don't want to fail with this court case, but I need some help with this court case. I cannot do it alone.
Well,
go ahead.
We're running out of time, but Mr. Brown, our prayers are with you. You know, 10 years in prison. I don't believe you should have spent a day in prison. And I'm going to pray that God's going to work a mighty miracle. And I pray that people listen to what you got to say. And I pray that action starts to begin. You know, they painted you as the violent people, but they were the actual ones who were violent. And I pray that you get out of there and that God gets the glory.
Well, you tell everybody right now that I'm one of the major ones, the key players in this whole thing, because I do have the solution. I do have the answers and what they need, and I know who's doing it. And I'm not bashful about bringing out exactly who's doing it by name.
Amen.
It's time to move forward. No more of this stuff.
Well, well, well. Attention, attention, attention. Provost Marshal and Coast Guard, please rewind the last 15 minutes and listen to Constitutional Ranger Edward Brown.
You know, that was Ed Brown today, August the 6th, Monday, 2018, after spending over 10 years in prison. And you heard Neil Cavuto describe him and his wife as promoters of violence. They never promoted or did any act of violence. The only acts of violence came from the government thugs under the color of law who have imprisoned them and tried to silence Ed Brown, and they tried to torture and kill him at Wyatt Detention Facility. We have Ed Brown's complete recounting of that event uploaded on YouTube. And let me say this, Neil Cavuto and the rest of the controlled mainstream media, you are an enemy of the American people.
The mainstream media are the biggest terrorists in this country.
Along with the FBI that works in conjunction with them. We're going to be right back with the continued story of Ed and Elaine Brown right after the break.
This is the most transparent administration in history. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, a flood down in Texas. Oh, the telephone lines.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Rudy and Aaron Davis down here in Hot Texas for the Prison Ministry Year of Jubilee.com. You spell that with one E, by the way, like the King James Bible spells it. Or if you can't remember that, you can always go to IHateTheFBI.com and it'll take you straight over to the Year of Jubilee website. On that page, you'll see the addresses of the political prisoners that we're advocating for. At the bottom, you'll find a great list of books to learn all kinds of interesting things about our FBI, our DOJ, and our peace officers.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, before the break, we were talking about how controlled mainstream media is the enemy of the American people. And we have had whistleblowers that we are aware of that work for the FBI. Chad Joy, in the case of Senator Ted Stevens up in Alaska, comes to mind. And he came out and blew the whistle and said that the Department of Justice, in conjunction with the FBI, are leaking information to the media about the defendant, Senator Ted Stevens. Of course, that had the effect of one of our longest-running Republican senators in American history lost his reelection bid because he was embroiled in scandal just before the re-election. And that was a direct result of the FBI leaking information to the media about an ongoing trial in order to give Senator Ted Stevens a bad rap. And that opened the door for Obamacare to be introduced into this country, because had Senator Ted Stevens won the election, I believe he was the House Majority Whip, if I'm not mistaken. He held one position in particular that he would have never allowed Obamacare to come to the floor, the Senate floor, for a vote. And so that's yet another example of how the FBI manipulates and controls free and fair elections, not only at the, I'm not talking about the presidential level, I'm talking about senatorial races and congressional races and even races at the local level. We've had people run for office, American political prisoners that we advocate for. Mike Parsons at MikeParsons.org is one of them. Jeffrey Winehouse ran for political office. And Schaefer Cox has ran for political office. But when the FBI sees people that are about to win and garner grassroots support, the FBI steps in and does their thing, because the number one function of the FBI is to squelch political dissent. What happened to the whistleblower Chad Joy when he blew the whistle? Well, one good thing happened as they overturned the false conviction of Senator Ted Stevens, but it was a bit too late. He'd already lost the re-election bid. And, oh, by the way, he dies mysteriously in a plane crash a few months later. That needs a whole lot of investigation. I've heard a lot of interesting stories from people about him dying mysteriously in this plane crash, because he would have been all over exposing the corruption in the DOJ and the FBI. But what happens to Chad Joy? Does he get a promotion? Does he get a pat on the back? Is he announced in Congress as a great hero of the FBI for calling out the corruption and calling out the wickedness, who the prosecutors in the DOJ never get held accountable? No, they got rid of Chad Joy. They fired him. He lost his job. And the people that he blew the whistle on, they maintained their six-figure salaries, and they went on to do their evilness that they did to Senator Ted Stevens. They went on to do it to Schaefer Cox. And now Schaefer Cox is, oh, by the way, sitting in a secret hellhole called the Communications Management Unit, which you probably never even heard of before. There's only two on American soil where they torture and silence charismatic leaders in this country. One is in Terre Haute, Indiana, and one is in Marion, Illinois. We have a letter from Congress to the Bureau of Prisons that stated they built these things without the oversight of the American people. They are evil incarnate institutions in this country, and the governors of Illinois and Indiana should be ashamed of themselves that they've allowed this to happen.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence, he was the governor in Indiana.
We get a whole lot of talk out of this administration about prison reform, and usually when it's coming out of Trump's mouth, it's about how are we going to treat prisoners when they get out of prison. It's only ex-governors like Texas Governor Rick Perry, I believe, that doesn't use the phrase prison reform. No, we don't need prison reform. We need criminal judicial or criminal justice reform. The people don't need to go to prison in the first place, much less having to get them a good job when they get out of prison. How about we don't send them to prison in the first place? We've got a huge problem with the court systems in this country. We got 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population. We got a terrible, terrible issue that needs to be dealt with. And if you're so naive that you think you're going to be judged by a jury of your peers when you walk into that courtroom, you need to read a book called Pilgrim's Progress. It's, oh, by the way, it's the second most popular, most read English book in the history of the English language other than the King James Bible. It has a trial that's run by Beelzebub, and that's exactly what goes on in courtrooms all over this country. When we come back, we're going to hear from a man who died in prison. His name is Richard Simkin. Hang out with us and learn about this situation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no places, oh, the straits of fear.
Really glad you're joining us tonight to tune in to learn more about political prisoners and see this pattern that has happened across our country for, I guess, I don't know when it started. The first one I know about is Russell Landers or Yuri von Kahl or Gordon Kahl, and that was, what, 35, 40 years ago? And it's going on today still. And the more we learn about this, the more education, you know, this is an information war that we're in. And we can't stand if we don't know what we're standing for. And we need to see this pattern. And that's what our ministry does, is we point out this pattern and we try and our best to let these prisoners know that their stand was not for nothing. And that we appreciate their stand and we appreciate them. And if you want to be appreciated, if you write to them, they will be so glad that you did. So please write to our prisoners. These are our brothers in bonds, and we're commanded by God to write to them and not forget them.
Amen, amen. Hebrews 13:3 says, remember our brothers in bonds. I'm going to read it one more time. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. I'm also going to jump to the Word of God, which is perfect and holy and a light unto our feet. It is a path. It is our path. It is the instruction manual for how to engage. The Bible says this is a spiritual battle, but make no mistake about it. They are killing us. They are murdering us. They are torturing us. They are imprisoning us. They are silencing us, and they are oppressing us financially. And bold, righteous Christian men and women need to stand up and put a stop to it. Ezekiel 45, 9 and 10 says, "Thus saith the Lord God, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel, remove violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice." Our God is a God of justice. Many times in the Bible, Amos 5:15 says, "Hate the evil, love the good, and execute judgment at the gate." We need justice. "Take away your exactions from my people," continuing on in Ezekiel, "saith the Lord God. Ye shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath." I think the current money system that we have in this country and across the world is an abomination to the Lord. It is the root, the love of that, the love of this unjust, fiat, fraudulent money, which is discussed in The Creature from Jekyll Island. There is a documentary put out by Aaron Russo called From Freedom to Fascism, which was coming out just at the time that Ed Brown was being put in prison. I would also like to recommend a book from my friend that I've recently read. It will blow your socks off. If you're a strong, bold Christian and you haven't read a good book in a long time, I'm going to recommend to you that you sit down with a book called One in a Million, An IRS Travesty. One in a Million, An IRS Travesty, written by Pat Shannon. This book hits back. It doesn't pull any punches. It talks about the IRS travesty and what's happening and what real Christian men, you need to read the book and you make your own discernment. But in any event, Pat Shannon has never been one to pull any punches. He writes from experience. Do you guys know, I want to cue up the clip that I would like to play from a guy by the name of Richard Simcannon. But do you guys know that there's articles that have came out recently that have been documented in well-published editorial, news organizations? One of them is that FBI crime labs are incentivized when there are convictions. What do you guys think about that? If you're in an FBI crime lab and you're supposed to be given, like, the CSI, whether it be DNA evidence or tool mark evidence, or you're doing ballistic evidence on a cadaver, do you think that there should be an incentive if there's a conviction to the crime lab?
No!
How about incentives to FBI informants when they go in to so-called collect information on a target? Do you think there should be incentives paid to FBI informants if there's a conviction? Does that give the FBI informant, and many of these informants have their own criminal record longer than my arm?
Paid to lie. Plus they get their sentence reduced and they get out.
Richard Simcannon died in prison. He gave very long welcome back. There was a speech that we put up on our Facebook page and our YouTube page at LoneStar1776.com. I recommend you listen to it when you have time. But I cut out 5 minutes that I thought was pretty impressive. And this man died in prison, and I think he's worth 5 minutes of our time. I think it's clip number 4. And if you don't mind, Mike, can we play clip number 4 of Richard Simcannon? He was a tax honesty speaker.
And I could stand here and tell you all kinds of stories about people that are in prison that don't belong there. They just don't belong there. Just one. Let me give you one. A guy down in Houston, older guy, about my age, maybe a little older, he had some warehouses, and he had 4 warehouses, and that's all he did was warehouse. A friend of his asked him if he could store a couple pallets of materials in his warehouse. He said, "Sure, no problem." He said, "I won't even charge you for it." So the guy brought in a couple pallets. Next thing you know, the feds are banging on the door. They broke the door down, broke into the place. They found some drugs on the pallets. And since this poor guy owned the warehouses, they gave him 22 years on a drug charge. This is typical of what's actually going on down there. There was another case where a guy was there in prison. He said his son wanted to borrow 10 grand from him. He says, you know, he says, I loan my son money from time to time. He said, you know, 15,000, 5,000, 10,000. He's always paid me back. This is no big deal. However, this time, the son bought some dope, and it was learned later that he got the money from his dad. His dad didn't have a clue what he was wanting the money for. Didn't ask him, trusted his son. And he got 18 years because he financed a drug purchase. Didn't have nothing to do with it. I run across these stories every day. Every day. 90% of the people in prison, at least in the low security like Texarkana was, just low security, they don't belong there. They didn't commit a crime. They did not commit a crime. Literally did not even come close to committing a crime. You know, I just find it amazing.
I read some of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's works. I'm vertically disadvantaged. His gulag work and all of the thing. And he said when he got through with his stay in the Soviet system's prison, he was unable to raise a level of respect for anyone in the system. He didn't care whether it was a bailiff of the court or a guard or a parole officer. He said, you can't be a part of the system and have any self-respect. Even though you might be uninformed, you're a part of a terrible system of tyranny. And I wondered, do you share Solzhenitsyn's lack of respect for people in a criminally tyrannical system?
All right, thanks. That's a good question. Spending 7 years in prison and talking to a lot of people that, of course, were there with me, you look at the class of people that are there, and you look at the class of people that are controlling those people, which are the guards, and you learn very quickly that the guards, how can I say this? they seem to be one of two classes. One is a very minimum IQ level. The second one is that they're sadistic. And they very much love to control people, and they like to hurt people. You know, and I feel bad saying that, but they do. You know, I've watched these guys come in and mill around and talk to each other before they actually come into the facility. And when they cross that line and they meet their first inmates, their whole character changes. And they literally become sadistic. They become very bossy. They want to control everything. And they really, there's no need for that.
Sounds like they're possessed by devils.
You know, Aaron and I have been running a Christian prison ministry, albeit small, in Texas for several years now, and we've heard a lot of stories. And I'm here to tell you, there is an incredible amount of abuse. I mean, outright torture, abuse, mistreatment, withholding medical care. Just recently, we heard a story of a man who was murdered in prison.
Oh, they took a bike lock and they put it on a belt. It was sick. And he was supposed to get out in less than a year. And they put him with a lifer. They put these guys that are supposed to get out in less than a year, and they put them with these lifers if they don't like it. It's like, what do they call them, cockfights or dogfights? They get off on it because they're possessed with devils.
You know, Schaefer describes it as being a cricket in a pickle jar. And these guards, they enjoy, you know, putting somebody who's going to get out of prison in a year or two with someone who's been convicted of a double homicide just to see what will happen. You know, if they play these little human experiments, there's a documentary I would recommend to you guys called The Stanford Prison Experiment by Dr. Zimbardo. Let me say that again. The Stanford Prison Experiment by Dr. Zimbardo. I believe you can watch it on Amazon Prime, although find it wherever you want to find it. But it's worth your time to look at it.
I just want to read this two sentences here. This came in today from a communication management unit where there's only 80 prisoners out of millions in our country locked up. And he's talking about his terrible medical barbaric treatment where he hasn't seen the eye doctor or the dentist since he got in, which is years. And he says, the staff do not like the people in this unit that I'm in because of the terrorists. Now, keep in mind, 99% of them are Muslim terrorists, supposed terrorists. They're labeled terrorists. That's why they made this, supposedly, this communication counterterrorism unit. He says, I am not a terrorist, and I should not have been subjected to cruel treatment because no one likes them. I don't like them, but does that mean I can just go around mistreating them because I don't like them? There's no level of professionalism here. Things are done from a hatred standpoint, and there is too much suffering being done to normal American citizens, okay, because of being housed with these terrorists. Maybe they are terrorists. There probably are a few of them, maybe lots of them, I don't know. And, he sent us that message from the CMU, and at great risk, I won't mention his name, because he can get in trouble for telling us this.
One of the things we learned from individuals in the CMU, and we have communicated with a few, although the warden Be True at Marion, Illinois, has banned my wife and I from communicating with any prisoner directly at either one of these CMUs in Indiana or Illinois. But before he banned us, one of the things that was made clear is the prisoners are not allowed to speak about the conditions inside the CMU. Well, isn't that convenient? If they're a righteous, upright organization that's run properly, why would they care what the prisoners have to say? They don't want the truth to get out. Like I said, when we were talking to Daniel Riley, one of the things that he mentioned regarding all the mistreatment and the bad food and the four-point shackling and the temperature deviations and the withholding of medical care and the constant gang fights and cussing and all of the just harsh, brutal environment that prison is, he said, you know what I miss the most, Rudy? He says, I miss driving down the road with my arm hanging out the car.
I will never forget when he told us that, you know. My life really changed that day because I really, really, really began to appreciate the smallest details in life, like just a breeze and fresh air. You know what Todd Engel told us last time he called? He said he hadn't seen the stars in the night sky for 2 years because they're not allowed out in the yard at nighttime. And there was some commotion in the prison with pepper spray or something. So they had to push all the guys out into the yard. And he was so glad to see the stars.
You know, I didn't mention sleep deprivation, which is another one of their tactics where they come in and put you on suicide watch and make you, and you know, all these indignities. And then they yell at you every 15 minutes so you can't fall asleep. I mean, these guards are sadistic. They get trained to believe that the people in prison are guilty and they are terrorists. And so you don't have to treat them like humans. But, you know, no matter if they're guilty or not guilty, and a lot of them are absolutely innocent, they don't lose their humanity when they go behind bars. And there's no, Schaefer said that there's no way to mistreat another human being without losing your own humanity. And so,
and if the family complains about any conditions, the prisoner gets repercussions and they're silent. They won't tell us what's going on, but we know that's what's going on from what they can leak out.
You know, like I said, they've banned Aaron and I from communicating with any prisoner at both CMU prisons. That was Warden B. True. We refer to him as Warden B. False. We wanted to go visit Elaine Brown. We were denied that ability because they just made the call that we can't visit her, although other people, I guess, can. Jeffrey Winehouse, we used to put out sermons from him every morning where he was looking forward to sharing his biblical knowledge and fellowshipping with the Word of God, but somebody higher up in the Missouri prison system says, no, 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 we can't have Jeffrey Winehouse have his voice recorded and be put out on the internet, even though he's only talking about the Bible and the Word of God. That threatens the leaders of these satanic Bureau of Prison buildings of death. But, you know, what they intended for evil, God will use for good.
Please pray for Jeffrey Winehouse. He's got a boil he's had on his rear end for since December, and they won't help him with it. He wants it cut out, and it keeps oozing and oozing and oozing. They give him a little Band-Aid, and what he needs is a diaper, and they won't supply what he needs.
He's been in a whole lot of pain, and you know, I can't speak highly enough about Daniel Riley in the last few minutes that we have. Daniel Riley is a very talented man who supported Ed and Elaine Brown when they needed it. He put his words into action, and he traveled to Ed and Elaine Brown's house. He was walking their dog. They shot at him with live ammunition. His father died while Daniel Riley has been in prison.
So did Charles Dyer's father pass, too.
Charles Dyer.
And Schaefer's grandfather.
That's right. These men have been taken away from their families when they should have been there to provide comfort and been a patriarchal presence with their family, but the prisons have completely ruined that, and the DOJ prosecutors who lied during the trials have managed to advance their own careers, and Eric Holder had a big celebration for the people that prosecuted Schaefer Cox, and they all got promotions, and Yvonne Lamorey, who lied about Schaefer Cox in closing arguments and lied about the role of Bill Fulton to a judge who was 90 years old and had to wear a hearing aid. That's another tactic that they do in these trials, is they don't use a judge at a normal age or in his normal career, because in the rare event that we might actually rise up and ask that this judge be impeached, they bring the judge out of retirement because, you know, that way he doesn't care if you try to impeach him or not. He's already retired. So that's what they did with Schaefer Cox. And Chris Ann Hall said that that's also a valid tactic, not a valid tactic, but unjust, illegal, unethical tactic that they often do. But one man told me, and I agree with him, he refers to himself as Sovereign Man, this is not my judicial system. You are not going to receive a fair day in trial. And Daniel Riley is a talented man. I could talk for hours about, he sent us a painting from prison. We've got it over our fireplace. We treasure that. And when you write to these prisoners and you tell them that you have not forgotten about them, whether it be Daniel, Jason, let me tell you about Jason. Jason is a bold and courageous man, and Jason needs your testimony about Jesus. I don't think he identifies as Christian, but I still have a whole lot of respect for his character. Jason Gerhard, just before the judge gave him sentencing, said, I would like to address the court. And he looked around the court, and he said, I would like to apologize to the victims of my crime. And there was a long, pregnant pause as Jason Gerhard looks about the courtroom. And he said, excuse me, there are no victims to my crime. Only an idiot would send me to prison for what you say I've done. And then they gave him 25 years. He won't get out. He's been in prison already over 10 years. And you know what he did? He followed his conscience and he supported the Browns.
Yeah, right now he's in the hole for exposing the government corruption in the prison system and their cafeterias with the guards eating for free on our tax dollars.
He wrote off to Freedom of Information Act and got some papers. But listen, folks, I'm asking you, if you're a remnant of the body of Christ and you know that your brothers and sisters who are doing what's right, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's, the Daniels, the Elijahs, the Moseses of our time have been incarcerated, and you know that if a Christian stands up and tries to do what he thinks is right and finds himself in jail, we're obligated by the Word of God not to forget them. And I pray you take the time to drop a postcard in the mail, whether it be for Yori Von Call, Scott Fall, Schaefer Cox, Jeffrey Winehouse, Charles Dyer, Ed and Elaine Brown, Daniel Riley. The list goes on. Russell Landers. Bryce Cuellar, who had a YouTube channel of over 2 million views. 200 million, excuse me, 200 million views. You know who made popular the idea that Michelle Obama is a man? A man by the name of Bryce Matthew Cuellar, and he sits in a maximum security prison today. If you're upset that Alex Jones' YouTube channel has been taken down, why aren't you upset that Bryce Matthew Cuellar is in a maximum security prison for making one YouTube video? Did you hear what I said? What is Bryce Matthew Cuellar's crime? He made one YouTube video where he sat in front of a camera and talked about the Second Amendment, and Satanists and homos in government. Interpol from France called the Las Vegas Police Department, and our friend Bryce Matthew Cuellar is sitting in a maximum security prison in Ely, Nevada. Now, that's a lot worse than having his YouTube channel taken down. Now, we should be upset. We're losing our freedom of speech all over this country. But let's get our priorities straight and remember our brothers in bonds. And it does a whole lot of good when they're flooded with letters. And you can ask them questions. You can encourage them with scripture. And the Bible commands us to do that in Hebrews 13:3. Did I forget to tell you guys that Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution says no state shall make anything but gold and silver, coin, a tender, in payment of debts? 9/11 was an inside job, had bombs in the building.
Show me the law.
Oklahoma City had a bomb in the building. The birth certificate is a forgery that Obama put out. We just going to sit and talk about this for the rest of our lives and no action's ever going to be taken, and mainstream media is going to continue to call us kooks? I mean, how long are we? It's been over 50 years since John F. Kennedy had a bullet, was assassinated, and everybody knows that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't do it. There comes a time that when you live in this world, you're expected to do something and to use the voice that God has given you to speak up about it. And I, for one, am not going to go quietly into the night, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And we know who our Father is, our Heavenly Father, and He's given us a Bible, and it's perfect. And we can read that Bible, and we can come together. You know what the recipe for unity is? The Bible says, if Christ be lifted up, if Christ be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's our recipe for unity. And if we can use our voices collectively and get past this controlled mainstream media and FBI and DOJ who are enemies of the American people, there is nothing, there is no limit. We have not because we ask not. We don't accomplish because we sit on our apathetic couches and think somebody else, who is going to do this? I looked around and wondered who was going to do something till I found out it's I. The Lord is asking all of us to use our voices and to stand up. I pray that you do that. And remember our brothers in bonds. Go to yearofjubilee.com with one E. IHateTheFBI.com. Check it out, and we'll be back next Monday with Free Laser, 35 years in prison. God bless you. Have a great week, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.